This is NPR.
And hi back, guys, and good morning, everybody. Well, Turks are demanding new action from their government following yesterday's Kurdish rebel attack on Turkish soldiers near the border with Iraq. NPR's Ivan Watson is following the story from Istanbul.
Turks awoke to grim montages on morning TV news shows listing the names of the soldiers killed in what was the bloodiest day of fighting in years between the Turkish military and Kurdish rebels known as the PKK. Flag-waving Turks organized small street demonstrations around the country as news of Turkish casualties trickled out from the border town of Dalija, where fighting erupted after Kurdish rebels ambushed a convoy of Turkish soldiers.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Istanbul. Japanese stocks plunged today, trailing the action last Friday on Wall Street. The Nikkei average lost about 376 points, and at one time, the Nikkei actually fell more than 3% before recovering somewhat. Now, here in the States, the Dow Jones Industrials start the day at 13,522. Now, hopefully it'll be a better week for the Dow than last week was. The Dow fell every day last week, including on Friday when it dropped more than 360 points. Polish voters have turned out their conservative government and chosen a new one. The old Polish government had just served 2 years of a four-year term when infighting led to its collapse and the call for early elections. Prime Minister Jarosław Kaczynski is out, incidentally. He's the twin brother of Poland's President Lech Kaczynski. He'll be succeeded by Donald Tusk, who is considered a center-rightist. Make that at least four major Chrysler plants whose workers have voted down a tentative contract between the automaker and the United Auto Workers. The latest local to vote it down, a Detroit plant that makes Chrysler's Jeep Grand Cherokee. Still, workers at a New York State parts plant voted to accept the deal. The proposed contract was reached October 10th after a very brief strike, just 6 hours. It doesn't increase wages, but the contract would offer bonuses and, most importantly to Chrysler, set up a health care trust fund for retirees. It will be funded at first by the automaker, and then it's supposed to be run by the union. The U.S. Navy says two sailors were killed in a shooting today on a military base in Bahrain. A third soldier was critically hurt. The military says none of the casualties was related to terrorism, and the incident is being investigated. And this weekend's biggest movie, the horror film 30 Days of Night, grossing some $16 million. Other films in the top five include Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married?, Disney's film The Game Plan, and the George Clooney film Michael Clayton. Also in the top five, the directorial debut of Ben Affleck's movie Gone, Baby Gone. And the movie business, well, it's down for the fifth week in a row. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Rachel, back to you.
Thank you, Carver. I officially ruined Michael Clayton for everyone at the Bryant
Wait.
Project. No, not the ending, just that I was so effusive about it that now people have seen it and said, it's all right.
I mean, it's good. It's not life-changing, but it's really good.
That was the problem.
It's really
just
good.
Don't reveal the ending. I hate people that do that.
All right, I won't do that. Thank you, Corva.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Corva.